Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel joining us. We're back with Daryl in just a moment.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you will have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
Hey, cattle producers, it's Express Ranch's Rancher's Bull Sale coming Monday, October 3rd at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling over 900 head, including 300 Angus bulls, 400 springbred heifers, 50 springbred cows, and 100 fall calving pairs. For information, you can go to expressranches.com or give them a call at 800-664-3977. The Rancher's Bull Sale of Express Ranches, Monday, October 3rd, high noon. We had a nice bounce back this last week on slaughter cattle prices, and feeder cattle prices have started this week a little higher as well. Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel says on the feeder cattle side of things, he's hopeful that we've put in a near-term low after several weeks of down on our yearling and calf prices.
You know, fall is a tough time of the year to put together a strong feeder cattle rally. We're expecting, of course, a fall run of calves that'll hit in about another month or so. Again, we probably, for slightly different reasons, but related to the fed cattle market, we put in probably a lower low than really needed to happen in the feeder cattle market. Obviously, the futures market has been a major driver of some of the volatility that has been reflected also in the cash market recently. And at the same time, when you look at potential, for example, for fall grazing, winter wheat grazing conditions, I think there's a fair chance of seeing some significantly increased demand for these stocker cattle. That's going to tend to pull these feeder cattle prices up a little bit, I think, over the next month or so at least.
And Dr. Peel says he has been looking closely at whether or not there will be opportunity to make any money buying calves this fall for winter wheat pasture.
Well, you know, if you look at the current price relationships in feeder cattle from lightweight to heavyweight, I've done a lot of looking at that, and there continues to be a fairly strong, what I consider a buy signal in there. It's a little tough to explain shortly, but the bottom line is, you know, feedlots right now are demanding heavier weight cattle, and when you look at what they're paying for heavyweight cattle relative to the lighter weight feeder cattle, it would suggest that the lighter weight feeder cattle are actually undervalued a little bit in that relative sense. And what that translates into is a stocker cattle buy signal, if you will. There's a value of gain being offered to put weight on these lighter weight feeder cattle that's higher than, say, the feedlot cost of gain, which is what it normally compares to. So the upshot of all of that is that I think the market is encouraging some stocker-type production in these cattle to put that weight on. The value of gain is running $1 to $1.15 a pound on average in many cases. It depends a little on which weight of cattle you want to look at, but I do think there's a stocker production signal here.
Daryl, obviously we've already seen a lot of folks plant wheat and are continuing to do so. We've got good moisture to get the wheat in the ground and up to stand. How quickly might that translate into some demand for cattle?
Over the next probably 2 to 3 weeks, you know, my impression is, again, as you mentioned, the moisture conditions are very good. The wheat planting conditions in general are very good. I think producers are going to get this wheat planted. You know, we've got to watch. Anytime you plant real early in the year, you have to watch for things like army worms and other things that can impact that. But as soon as we know we have wheat pasture kind of coming on, then I think there's going to be some demand. Obviously, the wheat market right now would suggest that a lot of these wheat producers are going to be looking at the cattle side of things, winter grazing, and potentially graze out next spring to give them their best opportunity for some returns this year.
OSU's Daryl Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Wheat seed prices are down this year, and that makes planting some high-quality, high-test-weight seed wheat a great deal this fall. Shirley Farms can offer you Bentley, Ruby Lee, Gallagher, or Iba seed wheat at a great price. Give Joe Shirley a call at 580-748-0900. Great quality and low prices. Call Joe at 580-748-0900. Shirley Farms in Alva with Bentley, Ruby Lee, Gallagher, or Iba. 580-748-0900. At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.